Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, this morning, Pastor Reynolds will be bringing a message out of Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. And I believe this will probably be a very familiar passage to most of you, but don't let that cause you to tune it out. Sometimes it's the story that we've heard over and over again that the Lord suddenly uses to totally change our lives. So please listen in as Pastor Reynolds talks to us about the rich man.
In the book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 19 through 31, is the story of the rich man. The Bible says, "There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom." You know, the rich man, he did not hear. He did not repent. He did not believe. The rich man did not look. The rich man did not confess. The rich man is now in hell. Estimates put him there for approximately 4,000 years, or perhaps longer. The rich man really didn't believe he was bad enough to go to hell when he died. He denied sin. The rich man denied the Savior. Maybe he didn't even mean to go to hell, but he did. Maybe he just put off confronting himself with his sinfulness, busying himself with the things of this world until death sneaked upon him and took him to hell. The rich man denied, or at the very least, he refused to think of himself as a sinner. He likely believed he made mistakes. He likely believed he wasn't perfect. But he really didn't believe that he was a sinner condemned to hell. A lost person can believe they make mistakes, even that they have committed sin. But they must believe they are a sinner and unfit for heaven before Christ will ever save them. As long as the rich man believed that he was good enough to go to heaven, he was not going to go. Matthew 9, verse 11 through verse 13 states, "And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." The fact is that lost people often believe that Christian people are different, but that is not so. All have sinned, and all have come short of the glory of God. The rich man denied the inner light given to every person by God, that there is a God, and that every person will be judged by God. The rich man also believed that somehow he would be the exception to the rule, that he would not have to face the condemning fires of eternal damnation. This is exactly the same thing that I believed when I was lost. The rich man believed that he would be saved eventually, that he would finally go to heaven, that he would take care of salvation later, after he had taken care of the material things he thought he had to do. The rich man was very rich, therefore had many obligations, or he would lose his wealth. The rich man had rather lose his own soul as lose his wealth. Mark 8, verse 35 through 36 states, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" We all have many obligations we must take care of daily, but will we neglect our eternal soul? The rich man did not hear the word of God. John 1, verse 9, speaking of John the Baptist, The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The light of God, you see, lights every man that comes into the world. But a man must heed the light of God. Romans 1, verse 18 through verse 20 states, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them." The rich man was too busy with daily activities to take time to find God's truth. It is a terrible thing to waste an opportunity to find your own salvation. Luke 16, verse 28 states, "Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment." The rich man in hell knew that preaching was the means God used to save, but he personally did not take any time to listen to the plain word of God. Romans 10, verse 13 through 15 states, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." The way of salvation is very clear. Many times, verse 13 is the only verse that is read. That verse states, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is easy believism, you see. But a person can't call if they haven't believed, and they can't believe if they haven't heard, and they can't hear without a preacher. And a preacher won't preach unless God sends that preacher to preach. The rich man did not repent. All are equal sinners. There is no such thing as some people being worse sinners than others. God is able to save you if you will admit before God that you're lost. The book of Luke chapter 18, verse 9 through verse 14 is the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. You know, the Pharisee, he didn't think he needed to repent. Therefore, he did not. But the Pharisee was also unjustified. The publican, however, revealed his sinfulness before God. The publican repented, and the republican received eternal justification. He was saved because of his repentance. But the rich man did not believe. There is no real true believing without repentance. And repentance involves a change of mind about oneself. A person must take sides with God against their own self. They must declare that they are unworthy to enter heaven, but fully capable of going to hell, and they're compatible with everybody in hell. The Bible declares in the book of Acts 16, verse 30 and verse 31, when the Bible talks about the Philippian jailer. The jailer brought Paul and Silas out of jail and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." This is the plain truth. All a person has to do to be saved is to recognize that they're a sinner and trust in Jesus Christ, that He can wash away all of their sins. John 3, verse 18. Jesus said, "He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." The person who believes is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. You see, it really doesn't make any difference whether a person is a church member, whether they are baptized, whether they pay their taxes, or whether they do any other good thing. If a person does not believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if a person does not trust in the power that God has for salvation, they can never, ever be saved. John 3 and verse 36 states, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. You see, the Bible states, he that believeth hath everlasting life. But he that believeth not shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. John 5, verse 24 states, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. If you hear the gospel, if you believe that you're lost, if you trust Christ, you will have everlasting life and you will not come into condemnation, but you are passed from death unto life. John 6:47 states, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. He that believeth on Jesus has everlasting life. John 20, verse 30 and 31. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. The Bible tells us here in this place that the book of John is written so we can believe, and in believing we have everlasting life. The rich man, however, did not even look. He was careless when he knew the truth. He didn't go to any trouble to be saved, or to seek Jesus, or God's truth. He should have noticed, but he did not. He did not look unto Jesus, like the Israelites looked to the brazen serpent for healing. He just let it go. Therefore, he was lost. It's a terrible thing. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Acts, chapter number 8, verse 27, that the eunuch traveled all the way to Jerusalem to worship, but he was lost. This eunuch was saved before he got back home. Seeking Jesus was his responsibility. In Acts 10 and verse number 2, the Bible talks about Cornelius, who worshiped God and who did all that he could to obey. God gave him salvation, even though he continued to not deserve it. The rich man also did not confess Jesus Christ. Romans 10:10 states, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Matthew 10, verse 32 through 33 states, Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. The Bible says that if we confess Christ before men, he also will confess us before his heavenly Father. But if we deny Jesus Christ before men, he will also deny us before his Father.
I'm telling you, if you're lost, we pray that you will see your need of Jesus Christ. He has come, he lived a perfect life, he died on the cross, and he arose from the dead so that you might have forgiveness. And unlike man's forgiveness, the Lord casts our sins as far as the east is from the west. So in other words, it's gone forever. You can walk as far as you can east, and you will never start going west. That's how far our sins have been cast when he forgives us. He's promised to save all those that believe, no matter what they've done in the past. You can't be beyond the Lord's reach, no matter where you've been or what you've done. And if you'd like to know more, then I'd encourage you to come and join us for services. We'll be meeting this morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services. We have a 3:45 prayer meeting and 4:30 worship services. You can also log into our website at independencebaptist.org. And now last but not least, we'd like to invite you to attend our annual Bible Institute. The meeting will run from February 4th to the 6th. The first day is Wednesday, February 4th, and we'll only have evening services. Then Thursday and Friday we'll have both morning and evening services. Now all morning services start at 10 a.m., and the evening services will be starting at 7 p.m. So again, those dates are February 4th through February the 6th. Well, just like it does each week, our time has disappeared quickly, and we are thankful you've been able to join us, and we pray that you'll be able to listen in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.